Hey guys, and welcome back to Cultured Boys, the show where two guys just want to chat. I'm Nathan, and I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, Pepe. How you doing, mate?
Yeah, bro, I'm good. Always standard. Nothing changing. It's it's a day.
Stop tryharding. Stop tryharding. I can feel it. Everyone can hear it. Stop tryharding.
This is just me naturally, Nathan. This is even me trying to avoid a cringy intro. This is just me.
Yeah, sure, whatever. Anyway, today we want to rank all the Smash Bros. Characters from Smash Bros. Ultimate. Mm-hmm. How's that sound?
Yeah, it's good. I feel like it's basically similar to what we've done with our tier list videos before. Like, we're just going to be putting these characters S tier to F tier. Based on, well, what did we say? We're going to go for design and how we feel about the characters in Smash Bros. In the game.
Yes, in context of the game itself. Not their own franchises, just Smash Bros.
Because, like, realistically, all of these characters in Smash Bros. Are, like, they're icons in themselves. So if we were just going to go for them outside the game, like, a lot of them probably would end up as S tier because of how iconic they are. But we're doing this within Smash Bros. And design-based and how we feel about the characters. So if any of you people get salty about our views, then that's your own fault.
Yeah. I mean, we probably got some hot takes coming. And, you know, if anyone listened or watched the previous Pokemon ones, you might see a pattern coming. You might not. Who knows? Anyway, let's just get right into it. So, easy, right? Number one, mm-hmm. Mario himself.
The main guy. I mean, I want to say, like, Mario, yeah, he's an icon. But, like, we're talking about, in terms of design, like, Mario is, he's a plumber. He's got the mustache. He's a red guy. I'm going to put him, and within the game of Smash Bros. As well, I'm going to put him as a B tier. I think his design isn't anything spectacular. And yes, he is an icon. His moves in Smash Bros. Are pretty meh to begin with. He's an all-rounder character. But he doesn't have anything special going on about him.
I'm going to say A tier. He's he stands out a little more than some of the others. You know, there's definitely, like, to me, designs that are duller. You're right about the move set, but, like, again, because he's supposed to be, like, this game's, like, beginner kind of character. Like, I wouldn't say beginner, but you know what I mean? Like, the equivalent of, like, a Ryu or a...
Yeah, you pick him up and you play him. Like, he's basic. And that's what you kind of need if you want to start the game. And he's the biggest one. Iconically the most noticeable.
Yeah, A tier for me, B tier for you.
That's all right. Okay, cool. Number two, Donkey Kong.
I'm going to say for Donkey Kong, B tier.
Mm-hmm.
Because there is some massive fuckery that can go on with his movesets. And his design, I mean, he's a gorilla. Like,
he's a gorilla with a tie.
Yeah. That's it. Like, but B tier, yeah.
Although I'm not that keen on Donkey Kong, I'm just going to put him as a B tier, you know. I'm going to put him as a B tier. His moveset's okay. I don't think too much about it. I think his design is, as you say, it's a gorilla with a tie. Yeah, B tier. I'm not going to go too much into it, I don't think.
Number three, Link. It's the Breath of the Wild Link, and I really like that design. So I also kind of play Link, so I'm going to put Link as an A. He's got some good moves, you know, like decent recovery. Link is pretty good character, so yeah, A tier for me.
I'd say A tier as well, you know, because I when I actually first picked up Smash Bros. As a kid, Link is, well, actually Link was one of my go-to characters in Melee. And although I do prefer his older design, I'm not as keen on his Breath of the Wild design. I still think regular Link is cool up there. I like Breath of the Wild Link. Yeah, solid A tier for me. His moves are cool. He's got the new bombs as well. Like,
yeah.
You know, you can activate them when you want to activate them. So, yeah. Out there, A tier is fine. I like that.
Number four, Samus. I'm going to put Samus as a B tier.
Mm-hmm.
She's a decent character.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, design's pretty cool. You know, that space armor is awesome. But yeah. At the same time, she only goes B, and this is a personal reason. I'm just not very good at Samus. The moves, She has all the moves, but for whatever reason, like, I just can't seem to connect it properly in my brain. So,
yeah.
B tier.
I mean, for me, as a design, I'm not actually that keen on Samus as a design. However, the realm of Smash Bros., I actually do really enjoy playing as Samus, and I do love the projectiles. So, in terms of, like, design, as a character, it probably just would have been a C tier for me. But I love Samus's moveset, so I'm going to bump her up to a B tier.
Okay. Here we go. First Echo Fighter, 4E Dark Samus. Design-wise, I actually way prefer this. The, like, blue on black. Oh, man. That's sick.
It's basically edgy. You go basically over your edgy side, basically, when you go for Dark Samus.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, it's also, like, Dark Samus is a floatier Samus.
Yeah.
Which makes even harder for me for some reason. So, unfortunately... Yeah. Dark Samus has to go down one. That's a C tier for me.
Okay. I feel like I'd be doing a bit of injustice if I bumps Dark Samus down a bit, because I base Samus's tier, but mainly based on how she played as a character. And Dark Samus, as you said, plays exactly the same, just a bit more floatier. For me, that isn't much of a difference. So, unsurprisingly, probably I'm going to keep Dark Samus as a B tier. I like the design, probably a bit more than Samus, but not enough to bump her up to an A tier. Number 5, Yoshi.
This one's hard for me, because the scumbaggery that I get away with as Yoshi is amazing, and that's fun.
Yeah.
But Yoshi as an actual character is trash. Design, I mean, it's just a little green dinosaur, isn't he? Yeah, okay, outside of Smash Bros., oh, he's iconic, but, like, he's just a fucking green dinosaur, right?
Yeah.
So Yoshi, for me, is going to have to be a C. It probably would have been a D, but because I have fun doing scumbag stuff, it goes up just enough to get to a C.
Yeah, see, for me, Yoshi is, like, definitely a E. Like, it's never going to be more than a C. That I can say for sure. But it's whether I put in D or C tier. I wouldn't put in F tier. But yeah, Yoshi, it's a low C for me. Like, Yoshi's one of those characters. There are worse characters in the Smash Bros. Roster for me. If I play random and I get Yoshi, I'm like, I don't really care for this. So it's a low C for me. It's not a D, but it's a C. But let's move on. Number 6, Kirby.
Kirby's the boy. That's my first S tier right there.
Oh,
Kirby's
wow. Okay, yeah.
Kirby's an amazing, like, amazing character. It's pretty easy. Kirby's, like, I don't want to throw out the word God tier, but you know what I mean? Like, Kirby's, like, really up there. Kirby's a really, really good character.
Yeah.
And I mean, come on. Based off, it's us, so design wise, he's perfect. He's a little round, pink ball. He's a balloon boy. Like, S tier. No arguments from me. S-tier.
I'm going to bump, Kirby is high. Definitely high tier. I'm going to put him at A, though. He's an A tier for me. Just because, like, I don't think Kirby's an S tier for me. But I do appreciate everything that goes into Kirby's moveset, like absorbing every single character in the Smash Bros. Roster and taking their powers is such a cool feature for Kirby.
You've done my boy an injustice. I'm going to come to your house and I'm going to scumbag you off the edge of the stage.
Yeah. Fantastic. Move past that. Number 7, Fox.
Should I throw up my hot take, or do you want to go first?
Oh, no, go on, mate. You go, so you go for it.
F for Fox.
F. I mean, you've gone in hard for it. You've just, like, put him right down the bottom.
Yeah, I hate Fox.
Mm.
Fuck Star Fox. This character, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Oh, in all the mods, in the melee, oh, he's amazing. No, fuck Fox. He's shit. Fuck you guys.
I mean, I really dislike playing as Fox. I'm going to put him at D tier. I don't think I could put him at F tier. But again, a character I really don't enjoy playing as, really. I think the design's cool, yeah, it's okay, but I'm not that enthusiastic about the design. I'm definitely not enthusiastic about the moveset. No, it's just going D tier for me.
Moving on to number 8, Pikachu. I've always liked the way Pikachu looked, but for me, it's very hit and miss. Sometimes the moveset, like, links properly and I can get some combos. But most of the time, I'm just like, I'm spamming B and I have no idea what's going on. Yeah. Pikachu, I'm going to put it as C tier. It's okay.
I'm a bump Pikachu quite high, you know, because I actually really enjoy playing as Pikachu. I like the smash attacks. What was it? They're so satisfying when you can pull them off, like the down smash. And again, Pikachu's design, I like Pikachu's design. I'll put him in an A tier. I like Pikachu
okay.
a lot. So
number 9, Luigi.
Like if I said anything different about Luigi's design than Mario's, I'd be being a hypocrite. I'm a B tier. I'm gonna say he's a B tier. Not too much different to Mario for me.
I'm gonna say D tier. I always, yes, okay, when you get the critical, right? Mm-hmm. But how many times have you heard me complain when we're playing, why is Luigi's move so stubby? Like, it's just always short. Like, yeah, D tier.
Okay, cool. Moving on swiftly. Ness, number 10.
Ness, I have a love-hate relationship with Ness. I love to troll the guys or the people I play with Ness. But I also, more often than not, end up dying faster than anyone else because I can't come back to the stage. I absolutely do not understand. I know you're supposed to loop the thing around, but it just never works the way everyone else seems to do it. So with Ness, I'm going to put a D tier as well.
Oh, wow. D tier. Okay, fair. I like playing as Ness. I think I'm going to put him at B tier just because I think his moveset's cool. Like, it doesn't scream anything amazing. I enjoy playing him more than some characters, but nah, I'll keep him at B tier.
It's all about PK Fire.
yes, traumatic memories. Number 11, Captain Falcon. I mean,
this is one. Let's face in our group.
Mm-hmm.
No one knows how to play Captain Falcon properly, really.
No.
It's always just, Falcon, pawn!
Yeah.
Design's okay. I'm actually not that fond of his design, I'm not going to lie.
I think he's cool. I think he's one of those characters I really want to put as an S tier, but there's so much, like, I feel like I'm just blinded.
Is that because of the actual character or for the meme potential?
I think he's just because the iconicness of Captain Falcon. Not even from his own fucking game, but from fucking Smash Bros.
it's like, just the Falcon Punch, isn't it?
It's the Falcon Punch. It's like the whole thing, like, show your moves. Like, it's...
God, I hate that fucking sound clip, you bastard.
I mean, there's so much about Captain Falcon that I love, but I absolutely can't... You're right, I can't play him. I'm awful at playing Captain Falcon. for that reason... He is iconic, but I'm going to bump him down to an A tier. He's not S tier.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I was going to say C.
You're putting him a C tier?
Yeah.
Ah.
Number 12, Jigglypuff. Again, this is a divisive one because I'm like, when I play as Pudding, it's mostly just, you know, short hop, try and fucking sleep someone. Like, rest. You know, I'm just trying to get those crits. And... there's been a lot of times where I have managed to do that and I've got quite a few kills. But in between all those successes, there's a lot of death. I'm going to go B tier.
I'm going to say the same, you know. Jigglypuff is one of those characters I actually do really enjoy playing as. It's just I get killed so easily. Because if I can pull it off, if I can pull off like a win, if I have a really good game as Jigglypuff, I know I'm having a good game as Jigglypuff. Yeah, I can't put him at an A tier. I can't put him in an S tier. I don't. It's too low for a C tier. B tier standard. I like the design as well. Like Jigglypuff was like really just like fun, cute design. B tier.
Yeah. Number 13, Peach. D tier.
Yeah.
I'd never do anything besides side Bs and then float slowly to my death most of the time.
I do see that happening a lot. I'm going to put C tier for Peach because it's not the worst character in the game. I don't enjoy playing as her that much. But when you get some kills off, it's kind of satisfying. C tier. Meh for me. Again, same vibe as Yoshi, personally.
13E, Daisy.
No, nothing's going to change for me here.
Nothing, same. C again, or D, whatever I said before. I think it was D, actually. D for Daisy, there you go.
Yeah, I'm going to go C. There's not much else I could say for Daisy I didn't say for Peach.
My boy! Number 14, Bowser. Mm-hmm. My main.
Mm-hmm.
I got pretty good with Bowser.
Yeah.
I've played too many times with Pepe, so he can counter me pretty good. He knows what I'm going to do, but Bowser and his like mid-air side B grab is my life. And for that, I'm putting Bowser, or as he used to be, King Koopa, S. He's the king boy.
Yeah.
He's up there.
He is really fun to play as. They've made some great improvements for him since Melee and Brawl. Like, he used to be really, like, he felt so slow in those games.
Yeah,
and then,
I hated him in the old ones.
But, like, yeah, since, like, Wii U and 3DS, they've made him really, like, they just buffed him, it feels. And he feels so much nicer to play as. Like, I'm going to put him in A tier. I don't think I have the same passion as you do for him, clearly, because he's your main. But I do like playing as Bowser. He's fun. I enjoy it. He's fun to play as, definitely a lot more in this game. So, yeah, A tier for me.
15, Ice Climbers.
I really enjoy playing as the Ice Climbers. I might not be good at them. Like, as good as I used to. I used to be really good at them in Brawl. But then, obviously, they ducked out for 3DS and Wii U, and then they came back in Ultimate. I still really enjoy playing as them in this game. Personally, not an S tier for me. I'm going to put them in A tier, just because I have so much fun with them. Design is, yeah, it's okay. But the enjoyment I get out of playing Ice Climbers puts them in A tier.
See, I'm the... Like, your reasoning is like, oh, you love the moveset and playing as them rather than design. I love this design.
Oh, yeah.
I love these little, like, ditto face fuckers. Like, they're quite desu. Like, but I'm trash at them, and I think their moveset is trash. Besides the down B, you know, like, where you... Or is it neutral B, where you freeze?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
That's the only fun I ever have. For that reason alone is why they're at a C.
Yeah. That's
like,
fair, man.
They're okay.
Let's move on then. Number 16, Sheik.
Don't like Sheik.
I mean, design
I actually like, but like the actual playing Sheik, I loathe playing a Sheik.
Nice.
I cannot stand this character. I think this might be my second F tier.
Wow, okay, put it that low. Yeah, Sheik, again, I feel I really don't like playing as Sheik. The design's cool, like you said. It just doesn't have, like, she doesn't have any kill moves. And it just feels like, I don't know. I'm not, like, pro player. Neither of us are pro. Like, we should have said this at the start, and neither of us are, like, pro level Smash Bros. Players. So.
Oh, I'm far from it. Very far from it.
We're definitely more casual. But anyway, Sheik. Low C. I can't put Sheik as a D tier. I think I just don't like playing as him. It's the same as Peach, same as Yoshi, same as Daisy. C tier, low C tier for sure.
Here's another divisive one right after Zelda.
Oh, I tell you what, I love Zelda in this game. Like in the previous games, I was like very meh on Zelda. I couldn't really give two shits about her. But in Ultimate, they've done so good with Zelda. I really enjoy playing as Zelda in Ultimate.
Yeah, see, that's why I say it's divisive, though, because when you play as Zelda, as in, like, you, the player, get to play as Zelda, it's amazing, right? Because everyone fears you, and you're like, all of a sudden, you're just super top tier. But then there's the opposite end, where you play against a Zelda, and you're like, for fuck's sake, fuck this character. Like... That final smash is always just such a fucking pain.
Okay, rankings though. I'm going to put Zelda in A tier. I enjoy playing as Zelda. Yeah, I think it's just going to be an easy A for me.
I'm going to put her at a B tier. Again, it's fun to play as her, but it's infuriating to play against her. So B tier, yeah. You know, it's still pretty up there, but it's not too low.
Okay, Dr. Mario, number 18.
I'm going to put Dr. Mario at an A tier.
What? I did not see this coming.
Because I always have so much fun playing as Dr. Mario. He's a worse Mario, I will agree. Yeah. Right? I will put that out there straight away. He is easily a worse Mario. But I have loads of fun playing against the people I normally play against as Dr. Mario.
Yeah.
Everyone hates me as Dr. Mario. So, you know, that alone puts him at A tier.
Okay, there's a lot of things that really annoy me about Dr. Mario. One, why is he not an Echo Fighter? This is the one thing that, like, because he's just like, yeah, sure, he's his own character. But how is he any different from how Lucina is to Marth, how Dark Pit is to, like, Normal Pit? I don't know why I struggle with that. like, there's more differences in Crom and Roy than there are from Dr. Mario and Mario. And I don't understand why he's his own character. He's Mario in a doctor's outfit. It could have been a palette swap.
Do you want to know why?
Why?
Because...
Well,
Nintendo franchise, like Nintendo Picture Boy, like, you know, Mario is Nintendo, so there you go. That's why he gets special treatment.
It annoys me. The thing is, Dr. Mario is actually an okay character to play as. I actually don't mind playing as him, but the whole aesthetic of Dr. Mario annoys me, and the placement of him in this game annoys me so many. There's so many levels that annoy me about Dr. Mario. I'm gonna put him at D tier for that because he's pissed me off.
Okay. He couldn't piss you off that much. There's still one lower than that, but there you go.
If he played awfully as well, then he would have been F tier. But he's pissed me off. He's put the D tier there. That, like, if he played awfully, then he'd be F tier. But he plays all right. Plays all right. It's fine. But everything else about him, nah.
Let's move on, because Pepe's in an anger loop here. Ah. I don't see him coming out anytime soon.
Right.
Moving on to Pichu, D tier.
Wow.
I like the idea of Pichu, but it's the fact that he fucking kills himself. So by the time I've actually joined the fight, I've probably already put like 100% on myself. And it's just the fact that, like, you don't even need to be at 100% and someone could just launch you. Like, anyone could just launch you and you're dead. So D tier.
Pichu is Pichu. It's exactly what you said. You listed everything off about him. The thing is, I really like how cute Pichu is. Especially in this game, like in a normal Pokemon franchise, I thought Pichu was really cute. And this is like, this is no different. I love Pichu. C tier for me. I'm not going to put him down as a D tier, but like, I do enjoy the design of him. It's annoying that he kills himself a bit. It's infuriating to play as. But look at that cute face. I can't say no to that. Falco.
F.
Yeah, it's exact same as Star Fox, really, isn't it?
Yep, F for Falco. Moving on.
I mean, I'm going to put... just go on Falco. I feel like I have the exact same feelings as Star Fox I have for Falco. And I didn't put Fox at an F tier. So I feel I'm going to put Falco. I'm going to treat Falco the same way I put Fox. He's a D tier. Anyway, we'll move on to... The boy that started it off. My whole Fire Emblem existence, if this. I love Marth. He's cool. Number 21. I do have more favourite Fire Emblem characters, though. That's the thing.
And they're coming up. Pepe plays all the Fire Emblems. Just throwing that out there.
Marth is... Like, I love Marth as a character. He's like... His moveset's duplicated 4 times. How can you not love him? Yeah. Marth, I'm not going to put him in S tier because I know that there are characters there that I know that I'm going to put S tier. And out of all of the Marth clones, he's not as good as some of the others. So I'm going to put him in A tier for me.
I like Marth's design. I'll throw that out there. I love the color scheme. I'm in it, like, simple fool. If it's blue, chances are I'm going to like it. But... I also don't really enjoy playing Marth. He's a fairly simple character, like, but I'm going to put him at a C tier, I think. He's average. He's okay. You know, moving on, it's the same, really. 21E Lucina. It's just Marth with longer hair.
See?
Obviously, like, by your logic, yeah. For me, Lucina is exactly the same as Marth. Again, a character I do enjoy playing as. So I'm just going to leave her at an A. So, yeah.
Okay, 22, Young Link. I don't enjoy playing as Young Link because even though the moveset is basically the same as regular Link, he is so much shorter that none of... Like, I have, like, the spacing somewhat in my mind for Link. And I guess, you know, even though it's, like, a different character, you just still sort of muscle memory try to do from the same spacing. But then I'm like, oh, there's a whole character's worth of space in between me and the person we're trying to hit. So for that, Young Link, I'm going to put as a C tier.
Okay, that's fair. I enjoy playing as Young Link, actually. Probably a little bit more than I do actually regular Link. I enjoy the fact that they've returned for Melee as well. That's really cool. It has like the original like Young Link design that's from there. I'm gonna put him at an A tier. Not much else to say on it really. Like just enjoy playing.
Yeah, I mean it's just Link, but he's a kid.
Yeah,
he's shorter. Exactly. That's it.
Ganondorf, number 23. Oh, how can you not love playing as Ganondorf?
This one also, I like. He's close to being an S because I have loads of fun playing as Ganon. Mm-hmm. But there have been so many times where I'm like, I'm still just slow enough that I'm getting my ass kicked.
Yeah.
So for that, because I mean, like, you know, this is a cool design for Ganon as well.
Oh, I love
like, I do like this one. This one really stands out. But yeah, I think Ganon's only going to be in A tier for me.
Mm. I definitely prefer this design over the Brawl and Smash 3DS Wii U design as well. You're right, he's so close to becoming an S. I'm going A.
Yeah, here we go. Freezer, sorry, Mewtwo.
Mewtwo, I enjoy playing as Mewtwo, but not as much as other characters. I don't do good as Mewtwo.
I'm more of an annoyance as Mewtwo than anything. I think I'm going to put Mewtwo at a C tier.
Yeah, I'm going to put Mewtwo at a B tier for me.
Fair.
Right.
Here okay. we go. Go on in.
Want to see me give out my first S tier of the video, Nathan?
I already knew. So I already saw it coming. Go on.
Okay, number 25, Roy. Easy S tier. Oh, I love playing as Roy. He's like, Roy is my boy. He's so cool. I love his return from Melee as well. Like, when he came back as a DLC character in Smash 3DS and Wii U, I was like, oh, I enjoy that he's back, but will I play good as him at all? And I really enjoy playing him. No question about it, S tier.
I enjoy his design. I actually do think the entire color palette works really well.
Mm-hmm.
I tend to have better matches when I'm playing as Roy. So I'm going to put Roy at an A, not quite an S. I don't have that much passion for him.
Yeah.
If anything, I have more disdain for him because I play against him so much.
Nice. Okay, cool. And moving on is, you know, like when we said, the Echo Fighters basically get the same ranking as their original fighters.
Except this isn't. Is this where you're going to change that?
No, it's not. There's no changing it at all, Nathan. He's an S tier. Krom, the Echo Fighter, is an S tier because I didn't actually expect to enjoy playing as Krom this much when he first got announced. I was like, oh, it's cool that he's a character in this. I'm not going to be that hyped about him. But then I actually started playing as him when the game came out. And I was like, fuck, I do enjoy playing as Krom.
Well, I wonder why. It's because he's Roy.
He's got like the different up B as well. I think this is why I think I enjoy playing as Krom more than Roy. Just because I think his up B is better. Very easy S tier for me.
A tier. Done.
Yeah.
Moving on. Mr. Game & Watch.
I do love the design of this character. I like.
I don't think I could talk about design because he's just a stick man.
He's a stick man in a game full of like really high detailed characters.
The only thing I can say about his design is that I find it amazing that they did manage. He is a 3D model. Mm-hmm. But they managed to make him look flat.
I love like, it. Like
the entire time. I guess they just don't put any lighting on him at all. A tier.
Yeah, easy A tier for me as well, because I just enjoy playing as Mr. Game Watch. He's got like a fun down aerial as well. He's fun. A tier. Nice one.
Here's a hard one. Meta Knight. I actually love the design of Meta Knight. I think he's so cool, but I don't enjoy playing as him or against him, really.
Mm.
Because it is just like, I spam all the spin moves, which is every move. So I think I'm going to put Meta Knight at a D tier.
Oh, okay. I'm going to put Meta Knight at a C tier for me. Just because I have the same feelings I have with Yoshi, Peach, Daisy. I just like... Yeah, he's a character that I can play as. Like, the spin moves are alright. I don't really enjoy playing as him that much. He's okay. Yeah, C tier. Bit meh.
Pit. That's another, like, D tier for me. I don't enjoy Pit. Like, I just don't like it. I don't like the Mega Chariot. I just don't enjoy playing as Pit.
I agree with you, to be fair. I think this is the first character, like, that... I don't enjoy playing. I've just put him at D tier because he's just like, I don't feel any joy playing as Pit. But the Echo Fighter, Dark Pit. This is different.
This is, funny enough, yes, this is different. And our group has dubbed Dark Pit Secret Main. There's a few that we call Secret Main because it's just a character everyone plays and ends up winning.
I don't understand how different he is, though. How does he... How is Dark Pit that much better than regular Pit? I can't understand.
I know, right? The moveset's almost identical, but he is better. Like, the final smash is better, I feel like, as well.
Yeah, yeah. It's like the straight on gunshot.
Like, S tier, I think.
Wow, really? S tier?
Yeah, Secret Main, man.
Wow, okay, fair. I was going to put him at B tier, and I still am going to put him at B tier.
Wow. Yo, Secret Main, though.
Right. Number 29, Zero Suit Samus.
I enjoy playing as Zero Suit, but she has no power behind her, and it's very hard to win. You really are relying on your speed and trying to do a lot of like chip damage, essentially. Like, you're just trying to pack it on until you can just get in that hit. I'm going to say B tier, personally, just because I really do enjoy playing as her.
I really don't enjoy playing as Zero Suit Samus. It's one of the characters that I just... can't get on board with. Like, I've always had trouble playing as a... For me, it's a D tier for Zero Suit Samus. Number 30, Wario.
Wario.
This is a this is a mixed one for me. I don't know where to put Wario. Like, because I hate him and love him equally.
Same. I'm exactly the same. Like, he's so annoying when you play against him, but you can have so much fun when you play as him.
It's exactly that. Like...
He's a troll character. Like, you know, that's just someone you wind everyone else up with. And for that, I guess I'm going to say a C. I love him, but I hate him. So he has to just be middle of the road.
I'm going to put him at a B tier just because he's a character I enjoy more than Yoshi, Peach, and lot. He's a B tier for me. He is fun to play as. Number 31. Snake. How do I feel about Snake? I enjoy playing as Snake, actually. I enjoy him a lot more than I did playing as him in Brawl.
Sorry, I'm just seething over here.
I was thinking this is coming because you do not like playing as Snake, whatever.
I hate Snake.
Yeah.
That's another F tier.
Wow, I hate really? Snake. Okay, yeah.
I hate playing him. I hate playing against him.
Mm-hmm. This is gonna be probably one of our biggest differences so far, Nathan, but because I enjoy playing as Snake so much in this game. Never, like, I know, like, yeah, he was in Brawl and I didn't really care for him in that game, and I didn't really like, although it was really cool that he came back, I was not expecting him to come back, and he did. I didn't expect to enjoy playing as him either, but then I started playing as Snake and I was like, this is actually quite fun. I enjoy playing as this character randomly. He's fun. I'm going to put him in A tier.
I hate him. I hate him so much.
Right, okay. I
can't stand it.
Let's move on quickly. to another character that I have absolutely loved playing as since he came into the game. Number 32, Ike. Regardless of, like, I didn't really know when he first came into Brawl, I had no idea what game he was from. I knew he was from Fire Emblem, obviously. But I had no clue about his game. Like, didn't even know who he was until he was announced. Played as him in Brawl. Absolutely loved him. He was like my go-to character. And since then, he always has been. And like, he's just sick. Like, I really enjoy playing as Ike, and he's gonna be an S tier for me.
I wouldn't say S tier. Mm-hmm. Personally, like, Ike is fun to play as. I do enjoy playing as Ike as well.
Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't put him at an S. I would probably say an A.
Mm-hmm. Okay, number 33 through 35. Pokemon trainer
as a whole, I mean, he's red, so the iconic first trainer, you know, your first Pokemon character. I have fun playing as most of them, like Squirtle and Charizard. I actually don't enjoy playing Ivysaur all that much. I'm going to say a B tier.
Okay, I'm going to be a bit different here. I absolutely love Pokemon Trainer. I love Ivysaur and Charizard. They're really cool players. Squirtle, I do enjoy playing as, but not as much as the other two. I'm going to put Pokemon Trainer as an S tier, you know. Just because I
thought you would.
He's not a main of mine, but I do really enjoy playing as him. I like the whole concept of switching out Pokemon. It just embodies Pokemon, like the game as a whole. It's like having all these Pokemon available, switching between them. And yeah, I love it. I love playing Pokemon Trainer. S tier.
Fair. Here's one you're probably not going to enjoy as much. Diddy Kong. I love Diddy Kong. Monkey Kick for the win. Diddy Kong, I'm actually going to put at an S.
Okay. I hate Diddy Kong with a passion. I have no joy playing as Diddy Kong. This isn't to say that I don't win matches as Diddy Kong, which is even more infuriating because I don't like him. So when I win as Diddy Kong, it just feels like an empty victory. I'm gonna put, this is my first F tier. I do not like Diddy Kong. He's going F. He's got I could just keep on raging about Diddy Kong for a long while. He's just going as an F tier, and I think.
Well, you're gonna rage some more because next character is Lucas, which for me, another S tier. PK Freeze, fucker.
You're chaotic right now, Nathan. You're giving these S tiers to characters I don't like. He's not an S tier, definitely not.
Yes, he is.
Shut up. he is going to sit at a B tier, a high B. I like Ness and Lucas's final smashes as well. I think they're quite cool.
Yeah, Star Storm is pretty good.
Yeah.
Except Freeze is more effective, I find.
Yeah. like. okay, number 38, Sonic.
I really enjoy playing as Sonic, but I'm not very good at Sonic. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to say Sonic is a B tier.
I absolutely love his addition to the game. I think he's really cool. Like, it's weird that his moves are pretty much all the same, but there's slight differences, and he's still actually quite a good character. I don't know why that is. I'm going to put him at a high A. He would almost be an S, but I don't feel that passionate about Sonic to put him in an S.
King DDD. Oh, shit. Where do I put the king?
I'm going to put him as A, you know, because he's like, he's fun. He's not like a character that I get and I'm like, ugh. And he's got, yeah, I like his design. He's a fun little penguin guy. And he's like, his side B where he throws the Gordos at people. I love that.
Oh, God, we've had too much fun with Gordos. Yeah.
Oh, the Gordos. Just like, and when someone hits it back at you as well, you ain't even mad when they hit it back at you. You're just like, fair enough.
Yeah, A tier sounds about right. I wanted to say S, but didn't feel right.
Right, number 40, Olimar.
I don't like Olimar.
I love, like, Olimar.
Design I like, but as a character in a game,
yeah.
I hate playing as Olimar. Nothing ever happens. I lose practically all the time.
Mm-hmm.
D tier.
Olimar is one of those characters that, like the whole Pikmin thing, I love Pikmin games in general. Olimar is an S tier for me. Just because, like, everything about his design, the way he plays, he's fun, he's unique. Like, I just really enjoy playing as him.
Moving on, Lucario is definitely a character I used to like more in Brawl when he joined, but yeah, I think Lucario is like a C tier now. He's not very good. He's okay, you know, he's got moves, but I feel like he was just better in Brawl.
For me, Lucario is probably my least liked Pokemon character in the Smash Bros. Series. It is cool the Azura stuff, but I don't know. I'm going to put him at a C tier. Rob, this is a weird one. I enjoy playing as Rob.
Yeah, me too.
Like, the design doesn't bring me that much joy, but I do enjoy playing as him.
I enjoy playing as Rob, but I hate playing against Rob. Rob is like super strong for some fucking reason.
He's got some really good smash attacks.
I'm going to put him at a C tier. I love him, but I hate him.
Yeah, I'm going to put him at a B tier. I think there's some moves that he has. There's some moves I just don't really like him as much. But yeah, anyway, just B tier for me. Not much else I can say about it.
Toon Link, I don't like. This is, to me, the worst Link. I really don't like Toon Link.
Yeah.
Because at least Young Link and regular Link have the, like, the side smashes have the, like, heavier hits, you know?
They have, like, a follow-up as well, don't they?
Yeah, they have, like, a second slash.
Yeah.
And the up smash has, like, three. Whereas Toon Link is just a single each way, and I just don't like it, really. So Toon Link is D tier for me.
That's fair. I can understand that. I agree with you. He is, like, the worst Link out of the three. I like the design, though. I do like the whole design of Toon Link. I'm going to put him at B tier, just because, like, he's there. Normal Link and Young Link got A tiers, but this one, step down, B tier for me.
I'm just going to quickly... Wolf can stay in F tier with the rest of the Star Fox.
Wolf is a D tier for me. Anyway, number 45, Villager.
I actually really like playing as Villager. I always have a ton of fun playing as Villager. And I mean, you know, the design is like, you know, it's a little person. It's like a weird little person with a really big head.
First Animal Crossing character we got as well, which is really cool to see those like bits in the actual Smash Bros. Game, how like they got him to work as a fighter. Turn a completely domestic character into someone that's just like chucking bowling balls on people's heads and like various amounts of stuff. It's cool. I like the whole concept of Villager. I'm gonna put him at a B tier for me.
Yeah, I agree. B tier. It's all right.
Mega Man.
Mega Man.
I love that we both gave Mega Man like a really cool Mega Man or like Mega, like epic, like sort of like, yeah. he's coming up, and then we both went
because the idea of Mega Man, right, is amazing, but in reality I'm trash at Mega Man, so I don't know, like I'm a massive Mega Man fan, I love Mega Man, don't get me wrong, I like the franchise, I like all the different iterations, but I'm not very good at playing as Mega Man. I lose more often than not, and for that, it pains me to say, but I think Mega Man's only a B tier.
Okay, fair. Like, for me, he's a C tier. Like, this is a character I feel a bit meh about. I love that he's in Smash Bros., don't get me wrong. It's cool.
Yeah, same.
But, like, for me, I'm not that keen. It's not a design that I'm like, oh my god, it's cool. Like, it's, and their movesets are meh. Like, it's Zeta. That's all it is for me.
Fair. Moving on to our second secret main, Wii Fit Trainer.
I do like playing as Wii Fit Trainer.
I also really enjoy playing as Wii Fit Trainer.
I never thought I would. That's one thing. When they first got announced, I was like, it's such a random character. Like, what the fuck are they doing here? And it is those what the fuck choices are what I love about Smash Bros. As well. I love to see a what the fuck character.
The other upset or surprise is, like, if somebody said to me, when you play Smash Bros., there's going to be a bunch of characters that you and your friends are going to call secret mains. It's basically a character that whenever one of you plays, you're basically going to win. This would not have been one of those characters.
No, definitely not. There's so that. I love Wii Fit Trainer. The whole, like, their moveset's cool. Like, they got, like, some whole bunch of projectiles and some cool heavy hits, like, with the smash attacks.
Yes.
A tier for me. I like Wii Fit Trick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A tier. It's pretty good. Pretty solid. Like, again, it's another secret main and a huge surprise to both of us. So.
Definitely. Rosalina and Luma.
I'm going to say D tier. I don't enjoy playing as Rosalina and Luma. It's more a joke character to me. Especially when our group plays and it's mostly like, you killed my Luma. You
killed the Star Baby.
Yeah, it's always about the Star Baby. And it's like...
I'm not a massive fan of Rosalina and Luma. I don't think I could put her in C tier, so I'm going to put her in D tier. Little Mac.
S.
Okay, you're still putting him in S, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, he's the boy. He was my main from 4. They ruined him, and I'm still really mad about that. But it doesn't mean I don't have fun playing as him. It's just he's not as strong as he was.
Yeah.
And for some reason, they keep thinking he needs to get weaker.
He never gets any buffs. He never gets any buffs.
Like, I get it. He's always the underdog in his own games. But why has he got to be the underdog in this game? They've done him dirty. And I feel so much passion for this guy. I would still be a Little Mac main if he was as strong as he was.
He's cool to play as, though. It's satisfying. His moveset's very satisfying. We do pull off some bits. So for me, Little Mac is a B tier. He's not the meh character, but he's not like high.
Fair. I mean, he's a very divisive character. A lot of people... He is quite hard to play as, and he also doesn't have... feels like any of the tools that the other characters have. But if you can learn him, and you can get it down, it's pretty satisfying. Next character, Greninja. Another S for me, because that's another character I can play. That's like my secondary character. Ninja Frog, even from Pokemon, I like Greninja. I thought he was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And in this, okay, he doesn't have the launching power, but like, I still have loads of fun playing as Greninja.
Mm.
I feel like he's got some decent, versatile moves. You just, again, it's one of those, like, he's a speedy character, so you kind of have to, like, pile on the damage.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not that hard to do with Greninja in comparison to some of the other characters.
Greninja, for me, is a meh character. He's a C for me. He's cool.
Just don't understand.
Yeah, I just don't get it as much as you do, Nathan. The speed is really helpful. Like, obviously, he's, like, one of the fastest characters in this. And he's got some cool shuriken moves, like all the ninja stuff he's got going on. It's good, but like as a design, like just in general in Pokemon, I think the Gen 6 starters were probably some of the weakest starters in the whole franchise.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And Greninja is one of those where, although he, out of those three final evolutions of those starters, he was my favorite, he still doesn't have a great, he's not amazing to me. This moveset is very meh to me, and overall, he's just a meh character, so he's a C.
Moving on, 51 through 53, the Mii Fighters, Brawler, Sword Fighter, Gunner. It's hard to say, like, even based off our own rules, you know, like, oh, design and moveset, because you can customize it all.
Yeah, it's an interesting one.
I do actually like the Mii Fighters, though, like, the concept of them, and when I decide to pick my Mii Fighter. So I'm going to say B tier. Not quite middle of the road where I normally would have put something this hard to decipher, but B.
I mean, I'm going to say the same as you. Like, the thing is with these as well, it's really hard to judge as well, because with Mii Fighters, they have some amazing costume choices, especially in Ultimate. And we fucking got Sans, for one, as a Mii Fighter costume. I love playing as a Sans Mii Gunner. That is really fun to play as. It's a cool concept.
B tier for me. Moving on, Palutena. I don't really like Palutena, and I don't like playing as her or against her, so I'm gonna put her as a D tier.
It's a weird one for me, because I actually think Palutena's moves are actually really good, but again, like you said, I don't really enjoy playing as her that much from it. I'm just going to put a C tier for me.
Pac-Man. I love playing as Pac-Man. Pac-Man is, like, so good. Like, it's another one of those characters that you're like, I don't know how this is going to work. But then he comes out and he's like, pretty fucking good, and you're like, why is Pac-Man that good?
I mean, like, it's exactly what you said. Like, how is he this good? I do like the fact that he's round and it's Pac-Man. He's iconic.
A tier.
Are you putting A tier?
Yeah. I almost said S. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, wow.
But okay. He's not that good. It's very fucking close, though.
I'm going to put him at a B tier. Yeah, I think I enjoy playing as Pac-Man, but not enough to be like, I really enjoy playing as Pac-Man.
Here's the first super different Fire Emblem.
Yes.
Robin.
Okay, this is peak Fire Emblem Awakening hype for me as well. This was in 2013. Was it? No, 2014 this was. So it was a whole year after I finished playing Fire Emblem Awakening. And I was still hyped about it. And then they announced Robin, and I was like, yo, this is a Fire Emblem character that I actually know from a Fire Emblem game that I've played. and, like, I love the whole projectile things, the magic stuff. It's so different from the rest of the Fire Emblem characters. Smash 4, like, he was my number one main. Like, Robin is an S tier for me just because he was so fucking cool.
I used to really like playing Robin. I think Robin is still a really cool character. Design-wise, he just doesn't stand out as much, but I guess because you're the protag character, so from the game, you know.
Yeah.
Robin, I am kind of like hit and miss with in Ultimate, so I'm going to say a B tier.
Yeah.
He's got some cool moves, and he could be good, but I feel like I just don't enjoy him as much as I used to.
Yeah, that's fair. But anyway, moving on to number 57, because now it's Shulk time.
God, here we go. fucking Shulk.
Another character where I was really excited to play them when they first got announced. Again, Shulk is actually still one of my favorite characters to play as in Smash. I'm not as big a fan of him as I was in Smash 4. Like, I was really good as Shulk in Smash 4. Like, I'm not as good as him in Ultimate, basically. But I do still really enjoy playing as Shulk. He's still one of my mains. So I'll put him in S tier still. I enjoy Shulk.
Not surprised at all. I would put Shulk... I think I'm also going to put Shulk at a B. He was cool, you know? He's a pretty decent character. He's quite strong, he's quite versatile, but at the same time, he definitely got worse, it feels like, in Ultimate. And design wise he's okay. He's just like, looks like a regular fucking kid though, didn't it? You know, like, it's got the hoodies, the shorts. The most like iconic thing about him is the Monado.
Yeah.
So
number 58, Bowser Jr.
Oh, God. It's a character I have more fun playing as now. I used to really hate Bowser Jr. Still only really a C tier, though. He's just a smaller Bowser, you know, and he's got the clown car thing that Bowser used to use, or sometimes does still use. Like, yeah, he's okay.
Yeah, Bowser Jr. for me is a D tier. I don't enjoy playing as Bowser Jr. The Koopalings are cool additions to like the whole costume switching thing. Again, I don't really care for him because I'm not that big on the Koopalings. The moveset doesn't scream much to me either. The design doesn't scream much. The clown car's cool. I do like they included that, but yeah, it doesn't scream much to me. I'm just going to put him as a D tier. Yeah.
Moving on. 59. Duck Hunt Duo.
Another character that, again, I don't really enjoy playing as again.
He's all right. I have an okay time, you know. Sometimes it's funny, sometimes it's not.
Yeah.
C tier again.
For me, it's another D tier. Like, I don't know, I don't really have fun playing as him. Like, I don't know. The projectile's a bit, like, awkward for me. Like, I don't think I've ever been able to pull him off that well. I like the design, though. I like the fact that it's, like, the dog from Duck Hunt is now playable in this game. I think that's cool. But other than that,
definitely an upset and surprise.
Yeah, just a D tier for me.
Cool.
Right.
Number 60. The answer lies in the heart of battle.
I'm interested to hear your thoughts on this because you used to be quite good at Ryu, didn't you?
No, I was never good as Ryu. I wanted to be good as Ryu. Because when I play Street Fighter, I play as Ryu because, you know, he's the beginner character, the easiest one to learn.
Yeah.
With Ryu, I'm very hit and miss. I still love playing as him. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
It's fun, but I don't get a lot of wins because Ryu, unless you're connecting all your hits, you're probably actually just getting your ass kicked.
Yeah. I mean, for me, Ryu is a cool character to play as, but not one I'm good at. I'm going to say he's a bit of a step up from your standard, like, Yoshi Peach group. So I'm going to say B for me on there.
Yeah, yeah. B tier sounds about right.
Yeah.
60 E, Ken.
The thing is, when Ultimate Face first came out, I was like, oh, Ken's a shitter version of Ryu. But I feel like they've buffed him quite a bit, and like he's actually not as bad as he used to be. I could be wrong.
No, you're right, because Ken got stronger, but even in context of Street Fighter, Ken's always been a harder hitter and faster. But I don't know, I feel like I have... It's the same for me. It's another B.
Yeah.
Sometimes I have loads of fun playing as Ken, and other times I'm just getting the shit kicked out of me. B tier.
Yeah, it's B fine. Tier for me as well. I'm agreeing on you that.
Here we go.
Wow, okay.
The topic of a whole section of a previous episode, Cloud, Mr. Final Fantasy himself.
I mean, I just remember that this is the trailer that stood out the most to me when Smash 4 like had its release cycle of that.
I mean, this was the hypest of the hype, wasn't it?
Like, this was because the thing is with Ryu, his announcement got leaked. Like, people knew that Ryu was coming to the game beforehand, so they weren't surprised when he turned up. Whereas Cloud, for one, like, no one saw this coming, and it was just a massive, what the hell, this is amazing. And the hype behind Cloud is massive, especially in Smash Bros. And he is a good character as well.
He's a really good character. He's my backup sword fighter, if I have to pick one.
Yeah, he's a really fun character to play as. Like, he's got his down B, which charges the stuff.
Limit
break. yeah, I'm gonna put him at A for this. I enjoy him.
Yeah, a solid A. He's a really good character, really, really fun to play as. You can be annoying, you could be aggressive. Yeah, A tier.
He's fun. Right, okay, here's a character that caused like probably the opposite reaction to Cloud when he first got announced.
just because it's another Fire Emblem, though.
Yeah, I think the whole reason why people really disliked Corrin being in the game is because it felt a bit like, oh, it's promo for Fire Emblem Fates. Honestly, Corrin, I actually like, he's still different, though. That's the thing. Even though people are, oh god, it's another Fire Emblem character, he still has like a different moveset to the rest of them. Yeah, sure, he's got a counter, which definitely upset a lot of people. But like, he's still quite a decent character. So I'm going to put him at an A. He's not S tier material for me, but still fun to play as.
Corrin is a character that has grown on me. Mm. I didn't really like playing as Corrin, even when they first came out.
Mm.
And more recently, it was pointed out to me that when I typically play Corrin, I do fairly well. I hadn't realized... So I guess Corrin must be decent. So B tier.
Yeah.
It's the design is somewhat okay. I mean, it's kind of boring, I'm going to be honest. The design's kind of boring. Corrin's only interesting when they're in their quote-unquote dragon form, which looks more like a fucked up horse to me.
The thing is about Corrin in this game as well is like, it's hard to give him personality because obviously it's a avatar character.
Yeah,
And it's the main lore of the game, and it just feels like Corrin doesn't have that much personality either, which is again why it probably worked against him.
I feel like that's the same as Robin, though. You know, a lot of the Fire Emblem is like sort of like that character just sort of disappears because they probably don't actually talk all that much from their own game, so that transfers over to Smash.
It makes sense. I understand why people are disappointed, but I still liked him, so.
Moving from a character that we said had no personality to a character that's got all the personality.
God, yeah.
Bayonetta. I actually really don't like playing as Bayonetta. I think she's a cool addition, though. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, yeah.
It's just I can't connect the dots in my brain, so I just
Well,
I'd say a C tier.
The winner of the Smash ballot as well. Didn't see it coming at all.
I didn't even know that many people played Bayonetta, to be honest.
That's why I was so surprised about it. I was like, wow, like, how has Bayonetta, like, won this thing? This is when, like, people were, like, wanting Banjo-Kazooie and, like, King K. Rool in. And we got Bayonetta. Like, so I think some people were upset by that. But you can't be that mad about it. Again, like you said, though, I'm not that good at playing Bayonetta.
Yeah.
Probably a character that I don't really care for much when I get in random. Again, it's cool they're in the game. It's not my cup of tea. I'm putting them at a C tier. Right. Now we're getting into ultimate characters.
Yes.
Starting with Inkling.
I love playing as the Inklings, but I have a very bad track record. I die a lot, but I have so much fun. And you can be so annoying with those fucking ink bombs.
Yeah, I agree with you. Like, again, a character I don't think I do that well as, but they're fun to play as. Like, they're really cool. I'm going to put Inkling at a B tier for me.
I'm going to say A, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, just, I have, again, I just have so much fun. Moving on to a character everybody wanted for so long, Ridley.
God, yeah, and then they just forgot about it next. Like, that's the thing with Ridley. Everyone's like, yeah, I want Ridley. And then Sakurai's like, here, have Ridley. And everyone's like, cool. Want Waluigi. It's like, you motherfuckers are never going to be satisfied. Ridley is there as well. I don't even think Ridley's that good of a character for me. They play it right. A C tier for me, I'd say.
Yeah, I agree with you. C tier. He's okay. He's got some okay moves. And, you know, he's just big. That's it.
Right. Okay, cool. Number 66, Simon Belmont.
I was actually super hyped for this character. And then they were kind of trash. Okay, no, let me reiterate. He's not trash, per se. I'm just kind of trash as Simon.
Yeah.
I don't have the greatest of luck, and I actually did want a main Simon,
but
I quickly come to realize that was a fool's errand.
Yeah. Simon, I wasn't too hyped about when they first got announced either.
A bit of context. When Simon was announced, I actually had to basically explain the Castlevania franchise to Pepe. He knew absolutely nothing. I had to basically tell him everything I knew about Castlevania.
Yeah. He's not wrong. It is exactly that. I'm gonna say a C tier because I don't think I dislike playing as Simon and Richter. They are, like, the projectile thing is fun, just not like fun for me. I'm just like, it's there, it's a C tier. I'm not that good as Simon and Richter, so
I'm gonna say B, and I guess because you mentioned Richter, we'll go straight into it.
Yeah.
66, Echo Fighter, Richter. Basically the same, except he's got blue Holy Flame.
Yeah.
And he's got a different costume. I think a cooler costume, but it's very, like, 90s with the whole, like, it looked kind of like denim with the ripped sleeves, you know, like.
I think Richter's a cooler design than Simon, though.
A much cooler
design. Yeah, if I was going to choose between the two, I probably would choose Richter.
King K. Rool, another character I didn't expect to be as good as they are.
Oh, yeah. Like, probably my favorite Donkey Kong character in this game. Like, King K. Rool's fun to play as. They got, like, some cool moves. Like the cannon stuff is great.
Yeah, the blunderbuss, like, the counters. Throwing the crown.
Yeah.
Like, even is pretty fun.
It's heavy. Like, what was it? The up B as well, where he just gets his little, like, helicopter pack and he just flies around. He's got great recovery as well. For a heavy character, that's really good. God, I like King K. Rool. He's getting an A tier for me.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. A tier is pretty good. He's a really good character. I have fun playing as him. Yeah, nothing more to say, really.
Exactly. Isabelle.
Isabelle, I love playing as to troll people. The fishing, the side B fishing is so funny. So funny.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's Animal Crossing, so Isabelle's a cute design. But as an actual character, she's worse than Villager, I feel like.
Yeah.
So Isabelle only gets a C. Yeah. It pains me to say so, but yeah, C.
I'm agree with you as well. Like, Isabelle's one of those characters that I really don't play well as. I tell you what would make Isabelle instantly better as well. If they actually included her voice lines, Like, if she was going... like, when she's... like, if she was doing that, in, like, I think I'd have a lot more fun playing as Isabelle. But yeah, Isabelle is a C tier for me. Like, I'm just... yeah.
Incineroar. I wasn't actually that hyped when Incineroar first got announced. I actually kind of have fun playing as Incineroar. It's kind of funny.
It's one of those characters. I remember when Smash Ultimate first came out, I said, this is my worst character.
And it was your absolute worst.
They've buffed him up a little bit, like a lot more compared to launch. So he's not as bad. I'm not as bad as him as I used to be. But again, a character I'm not exactly that hyped about either. I'm going to say a C on Incineroar.
Yeah, C sounds about right.
Yeah. Right, okay. Now we're getting into DLC characters.
Oh, here's... well, starting off with a crazy one that just... no one really would have ever predicted. No one.
And I absolutely love it. Like, Piranha Plant, right? Is such a what-the-fuck character.
Piranha Plant is also such a top-tier character to play as. Like...
oh, it's fun.
It's so strong.
Yeah. Like, it's so random. Why is, of all Mario characters, Piranha Plant's here? And I love it. I love the fact this character's in the game.
I also love that it's so powerful. Like, the friggin', what's it, spitting the spiky ball?
Yeah.
The amount of times I've killed you guys with that. Or, like, you know, just its side smash in general.
Yeah.
It's powerful as fuck.
I think this is a character... that even though I don't main them, I'm giving this character an S tier. Because the fact that they're in this game, like that's how much I actually really appreciate this character, like more than I ever thought of it. Like the design of the, like this character just being in Smash Bros. Is what the fuck. It's what I love about Smash Bros. And it's getting S tier.
You know, I just realized we never dubbed Piranha Plant as a secret main either, but it really is.
Yeah.
A secret main.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. I can't argue with the S tier. I really didn't want to, but it really is an S tier.
It's come out of nowhere. Like, I would have, like, at first glance, I would never have given this character an S tier, but the more I talk about it, the more I, like, look into this character.
Yeah, I can't stop smiling.
Yeah.
It can't be anything but an S tier, you're right.
Yeah. It's mad. Okay, cool.
71. An addition we both love. But I'm not good at playing this Joker. I wish I was, though.
This is announced at the Game Awards, weren't it? Because I remember this.
Yes, I watched that. I watched that live, and that was like, wait, what? Shut up.
Yeah.
No.
This is like, because basically me and Nathan were really into Persona 5. I haven't finished Persona 5, obviously Nathan has. Like, when this happened, like, me and Nathan always used to talk about this. We were always like, oh, imagine if Joker got into the game. How cool would that be?
I'm pretty sure I messaged you at like 2 or 3 in the morning whenever it happened.
Oh, it was 4 a.m. It was like 4 a.m. or something. And I woke up to it. And he was like, Joker from Persona 5 is in the game. And I was like, what? I woke up and I was like, oh my God. Like, the hype behind Joker getting announced was awesome. But it's like you say... In matter of fact, in the game, I'm not that good as Joker. But I love that they're here. Like, I don't get disappointed if I get him in random, so I'm going to put him as a B tier.
I'm going to put him as a B tier, but I will add that I do sometimes get disappointed when I get Joker as a character, because I know I'm just going to lose. But that's my problem.
Right, okay. Hero. This is the one that, like, people are like, what is this character doing here? Which I got really annoyed about, because I absolutely love Dragon Quest. Like, I think these are really
I love that you're like, I love Dragon Quest. Hasn't
as a series.
Hasn't played Dragon Quest 11, though. Shut the fuck up, this character's from.
I look like, okay, look, I don't like Dragon Quest 11. Because I haven't played it.
To be fair, Pepe, when we play, you never play as Hero. Like Dragon Quest 11 Hero.
No, I play as Erdrick.
I rarely play as 11 Hero. I play as 8.
Yeah. But I love the moveset of this character. I love, the thing is, I love Dragon Quest as a series because of like what it stands for, like the whole Akira Toriyama designs in it, like the slimes and all that sort of thing, the monsters that are there. Like, I love the sense of adventure in Dragon Quest games. And that's why I was really excited to get a Dragon Quest character in there. That, and the problem that I had when people were like, oh, what the fuck is this character doing here? Is because people didn't really acknowledge Dragon Quest as a series that much. They didn't think it was worth it being in Smash.
Yeah, but that's because over here in the West, Dragon Quest really isn't that big.
Yeah, it's true. But again, like, I love playing as Hero. Like, it's a fun character to play. As the whole randomness of the down B caused a massive controversy when they came out as well.
This fucker is, like, strong.
Mm.
Like, he is powerful.
Mm.
So, like, I'm going to put Hero in A.
Yeah, that's probably one of my first mains that I'm not going to put at an S tier. Just because, like, I do enjoy playing as Hero, but I don't think, like, they bring the hype as like other, like, of my mains, like Fire Emblem mains, basically. So I'm gonna just leave Hero at an A tier. I do enjoy playing as Hero, but just not as hype as some others.
Fair. Moving on to Banjo and Kazooie.
Okay.
D tier. I don't really enjoy playing as Banjo. I also don't have any nostalgia for Banjo.
Mm.
Moveset's okay. He's actually not too bad, but I really, when I play Banjo, I'm just spamming the magic feathers. That, yeah. Side B.
Magic feathers. We don't actually know what they're properly called. That's because, but like, that goes for both of us, because I haven't played Banjo Kazooie either. So it's one of those ones where I don't have any. I didn't have any hype for Banjo, but obviously loads of people did. It's cool that, like, Banjo fans got their character in the game. But a character I don't really play that well as, a character I don't really have hype for, a character I'm pretty bad as, I'm put a C tier.
Anyway, moving on to 74, Mr. Terrence Bogard. I actually really like playing as Terry. It was confusing at first before they patched it, and, like, he had the autofocus, and, like, it was so hard. Because you really had to pay attention to which direction you were facing, or you were going to, like, pull off a different move and fling yourself off the stage.
Yeah.
Which happened many a time. I just really like Terry. I'm going to put Terry at an A.
I feel the same way to Terry as I do for Ryu and Ken, personally. He's a B for me. Like, same as Ryu and Ken. God, okay. Here's one that everyone was disappointed by. The last character of Fire Pass 1. Everyone was expecting Dante. They're expecting Crash Bandicoot. They're expecting, like, I don't know, anyone else. Byleth was not someone people were expecting, and they hated it. Okay, but me and you, we played Three Houses, Nathan.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's probably the one time a Fire Emblem got announced, and I was like, yeah! Fire Emblem!
Probably, like, a character... I love that, like, this character has all the different... like, the attributes. They have, like, the bow, they have the staff, they have a sword. Yeah, like,
it's axe, cool that they've got the divine weapons.
I'm going to put Byleth as an A. I think when Byleth first came out, I was like, oh, I'm doing really good as this. I'm enjoying playing this character. Then I realised I'm not as good as Byleth as I am as other characters.
I'm going to have to say an A. I wanted to say S because I loved Three Houses, but it's in context of Smash Bros.
Yeah.
And whilst Byleth is really good, I also have quite a bad track record. I think it's probably because I rely too much on the fully charged arrow.
Oh, the fully charged arrow is satisfying when you get off. Number 76, Min Min.
It's a cool idea. I'm very bad at Min Min, though.
I agree. I feel like I try and play Min Min strategically. Like, switch between the different arms of it. But I probably don't do as well as I should do.
I feel like my brain just gets fried immediately because it's like, oh, I need to load like 10 different processes before I can move Min Min even like a centimeter, and then I'm dead because I took too long to think.
Yeah. Min Min's one of those characters I feel is probably going to be a C tier for me.
Yeah, I agree. C tier is pretty, like, you know, she's a good character in the right hands.
Good design as well. Really, really good design of a character.
Yeah, it's a cool design, but yeah, I'm just too dumb.
Yeah. I probably just don't get it. Same reason, I just like, nah. Right, okay. This is a divisive one. People thought this is like a troll character, really. 77, Steve and Alex.
We saw it coming. At least me and Pepe did.
Yeah, I've always said I'd love to see a Minecraft character in this game because it is the biggest game of like all time. I love the this edition, by the way.
So do I. I'm also, though, not very good at playing as Steve. I think I spend too much time digging, like in actual Minecraft, instead of fighting.
I do have fun playing as these characters. That's the thing. Like, it's like you said, I'm not like the best as Steve or Alex, but I do enjoy playing as them. I'm gonna put Steve and Alex in A tier for me.
I'm gonna put them at a B tier. It's a fun idea, and they did pretty well to come up with a moveset.
Yeah.
But I am also too dumb again. I'm starting to see a theme here.
That's right, okay. Number 78, Sephiroth.
Sephiroth!
God, I love this character.
Oh my god, this is my sword fighter main now.
Yeah.
If we do a sword fighter match, I always pick Sephiroth, and everyone hates me. Because I'm going to be cutting fuckers from halfway across the stage.
I ain't even mad though, because like the thing is with Sephiroth is that it's a character that's like it screams boss character, and
yeah,
I obviously like the moveset is so cool for Sephiroth, and the epicness, the darkness of Sephiroth comes through, especially on the stage. Like, I love that when Sephiroth came in, we got so much more Final Fantasy VII music, and it just like it felt like Final Fantasy VII finally has a place in this game, and Sephiroth is cool. I love Sephiroth. He is a high A.
I'm putting Sephiroth as an S.
Yeah, I'm not surprised that he's going for an S. I get
Rise, that. My one wing angel.
he's cool. Yeah, I can't argue with that at all.
And moving on to Pyra and Mithra, the most current characters.
Yeah. Well,
I actually super enjoy playing as Pyra and Mithra. They've only been out for a little while, you know. But even from the first moment, like I picked up that character, I was like, yeah, this is pretty fucking fun. Like, they almost edged out Sephiroth. Almost was like, I might be Pyra and Mithra as my sword fighter. But yeah, they're just super fun. They're different enough, but they're also one character. I like that they're not Echo Fighters, you know. Yes. Like I like that it's not like, oh, here's Pyra and then Mithra's the Echo Fighter. Like, they're one person, and that works really well because it's more balanced that way, you know. Pyra being the hard hitter, the powerful character, and then Mithra being the fast character. Designs are like whatever, you know, waifus.
Yeah.
But like, I just have so much fun. I'm putting them at an A.
Yeah, I'm gonna put Pyra and Mithra at a I'll put them in A tier. I do have fun playing as them. Like, they are good. But because they're like one of the most recent characters to come out, I haven't played as them that much. A tier for me. I do enjoy their inclusion. I love Xenoblade Chronicles 2 as well. That was a really fun game.
I haven't played it.
I mean, yeah, they're just like the switching thing is great. Like, you can like change up your battle style depending. But yeah.
So that was it. That's all of them. Don't forget to like, favorite, subscribe, hit the bell button to get notified when our next episode comes out, because we don't advertise because we're bad like that.
But let us know if you have any favorite characters. What are your like rankings of Smash Bros. Characters? Who are your S tiers? Who are your F tiers? Let us know in the comments. And yeah, we'll see you next time, guys.
Bye.